Shachar Erev in Paragalef Mishnah Hey Hoytiv Shokasha Shokana Rohano Soki Ilu Hisha Masa. If the korah that he used for your tikkun of the mub was made out of straw or reeds, we would look at it as if it was made out of metal. This mission is going according to Rabbi Huda that we had in the previous mission. Rabbi Huda said in the previous mission that a korah, although it has to be wide enough for it to hold an ariyah, but it does not have to be strong enough to hold an ariyah. If you use a korah for your tikkun of the mavoid, although it has to be at least a tefa wide, it does not have to be made out of strong material, even though it's made out of material that would not hold up if you put an ariyah on it. It is still kosher. So the Mishnah teaches us that according to Rabbi Huda, if the korah is made out of straw or reeds, that is not very strong material and it cannot hold a brick, even so it would be kosher. We would look at it as if it was made out of metal. Akuma roen osaki ilu hipshuto. If the korah is bent in the middle and just outside the mavoid, we would look at it as if it was straight, as if it was not bent, and the korah would be kosher. And even though you put down a korah by the entrance of your mavoid, that part of the korah is bent and just outside the mavoid, even so it would be kosher. Akula roen osaki ilu himiruba. If the korah that you put up on your mavoid is round, we would look at it as if it was square. And a round korah is also kosher for the mavoid. Anytime the circumference of the korah is three tefachim, we could be assured that the width of the korah is a tefach. And even though we said that a round korah is also kosher for the mavoid, but a korah has to be a minimum of a tefach wide. So how do we know if this round korah is at least a tefach wide? The Mishnah teaches us that if the circumference of the korah is three tefachim, then we could be assured that the korah at least a tefach wide, and anything that has a circumference of three tefachim has the width of a tefach. The L'chaim that the Chachamim said could be used as a tikkun for your mavoid. And you can use one of two things for a tikkun for your mavoid. You can put up a korah up above the mavoid where it opens through Rosh Hashanah, or you can put up a lechi, the post. They put next to one of the walls of the mavoid where it opens into Rosh Hashanah. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would be required to put up two lechi, one lechi by one wall, and the other lechi by the other wall where it opens up to Rosh Hashanah. While Beis Hillel holds, one lechi would be sufficient. Now, if you decide to use a lechi as your tikkun, the minimum height of the lechi must be 10 tefachim, but the width and thickness of the lechi could be a kosu, even the smallest amount, would be sufficient. And the minimum height of a mavoid is 10 tefachim. And if the mavoid is less than 10 tefachim high, then you would not be allowed to carry in the mavoid. So since the minimum height of the mavoid is 10 tefachim, the minimum height of the lechi is also 10 tefachim. And so too, if you decide to use a korah for your tikkun for the mavoid, the korah has to be at least 10 tefachim above the ground. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rachban Shloisha Tefachim. Rabbi Yossi says the width of the lechi has to be at least 3 tefachim. As Rabbi Yossi argues in the Tanakhama says the width of the lechi is a kosher, even the smallest amount. According to Rabbi Yossi, the width has to be a davar chashuv, a prominent amount. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds the width of the lechi has to be at least 3 tefachim.